This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The big one at one today, a round of Someone Explain to Me, one of our favorite segments. We always say we don't do it enough, but wanted to get back to it every couple of weeks.
We like to mix it in.
Probably should do it as a weekly staple. Grant and Danny on the Fan, you wanted to update me on the Redskins' odds to win the Super Bowl, though.
These are always kind of fun. NFL Week 2 odds are out, so some teams, their odds got worse. Patriots went for the overwhelming favorite, 13-4. They're now at 9-2, which is worse than it was, but they're still, you know, obviously the
This is a better week than last week to take the Patriots to win it all.
There you have it. Packers 15-2, Steelers 15-2, Seahawks 9-1, et cetera. Those odds all got better. Some other teams got better of note. Minnesota impressed in week number one. They went to 25-1. The Ravens improved to 33-1. Redskins got a little worse, though. A few teams got worse after week one. Remember, the Bengals got shut out 20-0. Mm-hmm. 20-0. So they went all the way down to 75-1. That's bad. They looked pretty terrible, obviously, in their game. You got to go down even further. Let's say the Colts looked atrocious, losing to the Rams 46-9. They went down to 150-1. They have the same odds as the Washington Redskins, 150-1.
Really?
The Colts in week one, maybe the second worst looking team in the sport with Scott Tolzien. Oh my God, first of all, oh my God. Second of all, oh my God. Third of all, they're having split reps with Jacoby Brissett. Cancel the season if you're Indianapolis. Just stop playing. Don't hurt, get anyone else hurt. You're just ruining it for everyone. Just pick first. Enjoy whatever comes from that. They have the same odds as the Redskins. So my first, someone explain to me why. Someone explain to me why anyone was confident. Someone explain to me why anyone thought this would be good or even okay. This is what people are telling you. They are in the company of the Jets, the Bears, the Browns, the Niners, and the Colts. Mm-hmm. This is who the Redskins are, according to people that make their money, make their living off of evaluating teams.
So if I put $100 down on the Redskins and they did find a way to win the Super Bowl, I'd make $15,000.
You would.
If I put $500 down on the Redskins, they'd make me $75,000 in Vegas.
Is that right? Wait, 50 to 100.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the waste of money corollary. Hold on. Yeah, I guess they would.
Yeah.
If they did win that.
I'm not going to do that, but I'm just saying if I were to do that.
Right. If one hates their $500 and wants it away from them just because they don't like the way it looks, they're like, ew, get that $500 away from me.
$75,000.
Disgusting. Then, yeah, you could win that.
Someone explain to me. The way this works is you think about, ideally it'll be Redskins related. It can be sports related. But it could be anything really going on in your life.
Sure.
Something that you don't quite understand. And you say, someone explain to me. That's how you start.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell us exactly what it is that you can't quite grasp. So Danny's execution would have been,
someone explain to me why there were people in this town and otherwise that were bullish about the Redskins season. Someone explain to me why there was a confidence about the Redskins after they did what they did this offseason.
I like that. Someone explain to me why Josh Doctson, while healthy, only got 20 snaps on Sunday.
Mm.
Someone explain to me why the Redskins neglected to run the ball for the final 14 minutes of a one-possession game. Someone explain to me how that Kirk Cousins' incompletion at the end of the game went as a lost fumble, and the official said they couldn't really tell and had to go with their gut, despite very obviously Cousins seeming to throw the ball right at the hand of Fletcher Cox. Someone explain any of those things to me.
I can go again.
800-636-1067.
Someone explain to me why I have to see Ryan Grant trot out there. Someone explain to me why somebody is so desperate to show me how clever they are that Jag, who should be the fifth receiver on 99% of the NFL rosters, he'd probably be the Jets' number one because their receiving situation is a Shubingus on stilts. But back to the Redskins. Why do I need to see it? He's a backup. He's a fill-in. It's a good story. Cute. I like it. It's adorable. Thank you for being here. We appreciate the hustle. Please let the grown-ups who can make some plays play now. Please allow the better players to play.
Tommy, I believe you've got someone explained to me. You want something explained?
I have one. It's not Redskins related.
Oh.
But someone explained to me why Bruce Arians wears that Kangol hat and why the media cares so much about that Kangol hat.
That's actually a really good one.
That's a good one.
I love the Kangol hat, Tommy.
I do not, for the record.
I do, because I love Newsies hats. But I completely agree that it's over-talked about. It's over-considered. I see that hat and I go, Bruce Arians is a cool guy. That's what I think. He's got his framed glasses. He's got his Kangol hat. I think that's a guy I'd want to have a beer with. But Tommy, someone explained to me. He's great.
It's a good one.
Someone explained to me why Bruce Arians never seems to feel the same heat as everyone else when his teams play terribly. I mean, you just never, like the Broncos can look bad and Gary Kubiak's the worst, or the Steelers look bad and Mike Tomlin's a fool.
Because people like him.
The Cardinals lay eggs as much as anyone since the beginning of last year, and there's never any heat on the quarterback whisperer who's got a terrible quarterback.
Because a couple years ago, it was because all his quarterbacks were hurt and they gave him a pass, right? Which I understand. I'd give him a pass, too.
But I think it's the Kangol hat.
But now, all of a sudden, we're like in the second year of them not being real good, despite a lot of rhetoric that they are going to be good.
And I'm guilty, too, because I always talk about how great Bruce Arians is.
I feel like he's good.
Devin's in Rockville. Devin, what do you need explained?
Devon.
Hey, guys, I want somebody to explain why everybody who wins a trophy or an award or a championship always says it's the most humbling thing that has happened to them, when in reality, that's the exact opposite of that. You got girls all over you. You got microphones in your face, and it's a bit of an ego boost, and everyone says it's humbling. And I also want Danny to explain why he doesn't do a Stone Cold Steve Austin more often.
These are both good questions by you. Humbling is the catchphrase. There are certain things that happen now in sports.
I am humbled. Are you?
I'm humbled by
this. Or are you on a pedestal right now?
I've been humbled. It's when I asked a girl to prom and she said no. That's humbling. It's
humbled is when you think you're ready for a job that you don't get.
Yeah.
Humbled is when you go up to the waitress who's at the front of a restaurant to ask if there are any seats, and she says, oh, it's good to see you again. How's everything going? I remember when you were here yesterday and the day before. That's humbling.
That's humbling. There are certain things that happen in sports now. If you win a tennis major, you have to fall onto the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just win a major. You can't do it. You have to fall down. I don't know why it became a thing, but you have to do that. You have to say that it's humbling when you are honored with something. It's not humbling. It's okay. You're trying to be humble in the moment, and that's translated into saying that it's humbling. And it's incorrect. I love that call.
Someone explain to me why we use one play to decipher and determine whether or not someone is good or bad over the course of an entire career.
Mm.
An offensive lineman, Morgan Moses, gives up a sack. He stinks now. Trent Williams is unavailable to help out on a double team because he's got a hurt ankle and he had a terrible game because it was the one play you remember. Cousins throws the one pick and this is why you can't pay him the money. Someone explain that to me. Trevor's in Warrington. Hey, Trevor.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Hey, Bob.
I need someone to explain to me why my wife thinks the garbage disposal and the dishwasher are magical devices that no matter what you put into them, it'll get rid of it, no questions asked. We had a lasagna dish sitting in the sink, made it on Sunday, it was delicious. But it went into the dishwasher last night. She called me this morning, dishwasher's broken, nothing's clean. Baby, did you scrub it? Did you scrub it a little bit? You know, just a little bit?
Just a little.
No, I just put it in there.
Oh.
And I'm like, baby, can't do that. Anytime I do dishes, no problem. No problem.
No, you know why? Because you clean the plate.
You clean the plate.
My dad always made us. We would actually scrub. You could, by the time I put a dish in the dishwasher,
you could
just put it back in the counter and eat it again when you needed to. That's what you could do because I would clean it with soap and water, and then you put it in the dishwasher to be run.
That's the precaution we were forced to take at the Rouillet residence as well.
Well, this sings to me like a gospel song. This, to me, is everything. This is one of the few arguments I always get into with the fiance who I don't live with yet because she comes over to my house.
Oh, man.
She uses the garbage disposal. He said, like, it's magic. That's great. Forever. Like, she thinks it's ridiculous. I throw everything in the trash. That's what I do.
Most things should go in the trash.
If I crack eggs, they're going in the trash.
That's
if I've got a wrapper that was on meat, I throw it in the trash.
Correct.
It really doesn't matter what it is. When I scrape a plate when I'm done eating, it goes in the trash.
Correct.
She puts everything in the garbage disposal. That's what it's there for. Your trash is going to smell bad. Well, then my trash
will
smell bad until I take it out. But To just put everything in the disposal makes no sense.
It is not magic. Unless it was blessed by Gandalf and or Harry Potter with a spell, it's not magic. It's something that could easily go wrong.
I'm so glad other people have that same issue.
What a great one.
800-636-1067. There are some people on hold. You can go sports. We like those. You can go non-sports. We accept those as well. I've got a few more things I need explained to me. I know you do as well.
Got a couple.
Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Something I don't need explained. How good Tedbert Ford is at what they do. I love these guys. Got two cars from there just to prove my point. Right now, Labor Day sale. It's going on all month long, baby. September's the time. 0% financing. That's right, zero. Not like 2% later or like 1.4% or like 0% for 72 months on the F-150, the Explorer, and the Escape. Oh, is that a good deal? The answer is yes to that. That's a rhetorical question, but you already know. Zero. How about this? In addition to that 0% financing, check this out. 2017 Ford F-150, $299 a month. 2017 Explorer, $375 a month. 2017 Escape, $299 a month. So think about this. You could buy a 2017 Explorer, get an interest-free loan for 6 years, plus $1,000 extra on your trade. So you get your trade value, right? Then you get an extra $1,000 just for being you. Walking in there like, hi, I'm just a person. I'm a Tedbert Ford. Can I just have the extra $1,000? The answer is yeah, you get that. Then, if you're current or former military or first responder and a family member of one of those, military, first responders, etc., you get an additional $1,000 on top of the first $1,000. That's what I like to call a great deal. Go see my guys at Tedbert Ford in Fairfax and Chantilly and tell them Danny sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.